People arrive at the chaplaincy for a variety of starting points. Some are current or former first responders who are committed to supporting their brothers and sisters. Some are members of the clergy who are passionate about being there for this amazing group of people. Ultimately, a good first responder chaplain should have strong listening and communication skills, be understanding and empathetic, and have a deep knowledge of spiritual practices, traditions, and beliefs. They should also have a strong understanding of trauma, grief, and crisis counseling and be comfortable working in high-stress environments. Additionally, a first responder chaplain should be able to approach people from all walks of life and religious backgrounds with respect and acceptance. Three characteristics are essential when considering the chaplaincy. They are 1. Being available. First responder chaplains must be available to respond to the department's needs. While much can be done in a scheduled, proactive manner, some of the work of the chaplaincy, just like the first responder profession, is done in response to emergency situations. Chaplains with other responsibilities will also have to balance the department's demands with the demands of their time. 2. Being visible. The chaplain must be committed to being around. This is the proactive side of the chaplaincy. The chaplain becomes embedded within the department through station and unit visits, one-on-one contacts, and department functions. 3. Maintaining confidentiality. The chaplain must maintain the strictest level of confidentiality with the department's members. This one characteristic has the power to make or break the success of your chaplaincy program. Establishing goals and a vision for a first responder chaplaincy program is a great way to ensure the program is successful. The first step is to assess the needs of your agency. This could include talking to emergency responders, chaplains, and other stakeholders to determine what would be most beneficial for the program. Once the agency's needs have been identified, it's important to develop a mission statement for the program. This statement should include the purpose of the program and how it will be implemented. Next, develop your program's standard operating guidelines. These will address much of how the program will run. Additionally, it's important to establish short and long-term goals for the program. These should include specific objectives and strategies to measure the program's success. Lastly, creating a vision of what the program hopes to achieve in the future is essential. This should include a timeline and milestones to help track progress. By establishing goals and a vision for the program, you can ensure that it will successfully meet your agency's needs. First responder chaplains provide spiritual care and comfort to responders themselves, their families, and crisis victims. While a first responder chaplain will bring their faith traditions and beliefs as a basis for their chaplaincy, they are able to connect with and support those of many different faiths or of no faith. Chaplains lend an ear to those who need to talk about challenges they are facing, professionally or personally, and do so in a confidential manner. A chaplain's goal is to aid, comfort, and help first responders, their families, and crisis victims, as well as to refer them to vetted resources for additional assistance. Developing standard operating procedures for first responder chaplains can be a complex task. To ensure success, it is important to start consulting with the chaplains themselves to understand their roles and responsibilities. Next, review existing policies and procedures related to the chaplaincy, including any governing laws, regulations, and standards. From there, you can develop your own standard operating procedures that are tailored to the specific needs of the chaplains and the organization. As you create the procedures, ensure that they are clear, concise, and easy to understand. Additionally, be sure to include regular reviews of and updates to procedures to ensure that they remain relevant and accurate. Finally, be sure to communicate the new procedures to all chaplains and to provide any necessary training or support they might need to implement the policies. With the right preparation and attention to detail, you can develop effective and efficient standard operating procedures for your first responder chaplains. Some components to consider when writing your standard operating procedures or guidelines should be eligibility. Does the chaplain need an outside ecclesiastical endorsement? Does the chaplain need prior responder experience? Chain of command. Where does the chaplain fit within the rank structure? Who does the chaplain directly report to? Activation process. How is the chaplain notified of emergency events? How do members of the department notify the chaplain directly? Can the chaplain be contacted by family members? Confidentiality. What is the expectation of department leadership about what the chaplain will communicate to them after meeting with a member? Is there clear language expressing the confidential nature of communications with the chaplain? A great example of this can be obtained from the Federation of Fire Chaplains. A great example of this can be obtained from the Federation of Fire Chaplains. This will be provided to you in the Chaplaincy Task Book attached to this module. Potential first responder chaplains can be identified by looking for individuals in the community who have a strong faith and are willing to serve in that capacity. They should have strong listening skills and the ability to provide spiritual guidance and comfort to those in crisis. They should be able to work well with first responders, law enforcement, and other emergency personnel. They should also be able to work well with people from a variety of backgrounds, religions, and cultural beliefs. Finally, they should understand the legal and ethical issues that may come up in their role. Here are some of the ways to identify potential chaplains. Identify people of faith inside the agency. Since the chaplaincy is a faith-based role, those inside the agency who have a faith foundation may see an opportunity to more formalize their connection and spiritual support within the agency. Share the vision of chaplaincy with local clergy. This would allow those outside of the department to get a glimpse into the first responder world and to see if they might see it as a place of service. Find out what clergy of first responders might be a good fit. First responders who are part of faith communities would have a good understanding of whether or not their faith community leader would be a good fit to work with first responders. Provide the agency or congregation with chaplain standard operating guidelines as an example of the program. These guidelines should provide a clear, detailed description of the role of the chaplain, which may allow the entity to identify people to fill this role. Discuss a day in the life of a first responder. This would allow someone to get insight into the daily working of a chaplain to determine the degree to which they see a connection. Discuss the differences between chaplains and pastors. Since these are two very different roles with very different skill sets, this discussion would help to further clarify potential chaplains. Some of these differences include: pastors often have little training in crisis ministry. Pastors often talk in sermons and other public speaking venues. Pastors are often the focus of attention. Pastors are often the primary leader. Pastors can be forthright with their beliefs. By contrast, chaplains have extensive training in crisis ministry. Chaplains are usually listening. Chaplains are generally in the background. Chaplains are usually in a subordinate position. Chaplains wait to be invited to share their beliefs. As a defined professional role within the first responder department, the training of chaplains is crucial. Education is an important part of all the toolkit components, and ensuring that your chaplains are armed with the knowledge and tools they need will allow them the best chance to succeed. When identifying the most effective training for your chaplains, consideration must be given to the following. Identify the training considered to be best practice for chaplains. Continually seek out what best practices entail. Best practices may change, but staying involved and connected will help you to grow with these changes. The training you provide your chaplains will provide them with a foundation of work. The trainings listed should be a part of every chaplaincy program. A list of these programs can be found in the resource and task book section of the chaplaincy module. In addition, it is important to develop and maintain a way to track continuing education units for chaplain training. This ensures that training is consistently and effectively administered.